At a meeting this week, the Wisconsin Historical Society took what appeared to be one last look at its controversial new budget. Its board of curators voted to leave it as it stands. Many employees of the society criticize the new budget, but not many will do so publicly. Some employees claim people have lost their jobs for speaking out. The Historical Society is funded by both public and private money. Its administration says the budget cuts are a response to a recent loss of state money. But critics say they're the wrong response. UW-Madison history professor John Cooper sits on the board of curators. He voted to reconsider the cuts.
Except for the Library of Congress, the best place to do research in U.S. history is the State Historical Society of Wisconsin. And there are even areas such as, say, labor history in which it's even better than the Library of Congress. I mean, we've got a real treasure there, and these cuts are going to hurt it. They're going to hurt it very much.
The total cutbacks amount to a 17% reduction in the part of the Society's budget that salaries come from. About a dozen people are being laid off. The Library and Archives Division is getting a disproportionate number of job cuts. Critics say the budget is a death blow to important collections, as well as to the Society's efforts to help local communities preserve history. Associate Director Bob Thomasgard says administrators decided the cuts based on which divisions make more money or are more attractive to private donors.
We took a look at individual programs in the agency, not people, as some people have contended, but individual programs to try to figure out which things were most important in our minds to retain because of their ability to generate additional earned revenues or to be something that private donors would be able to give funding for.
At the same time, the administration is also looking for a huge increase in the salary of whoever becomes the next director. Thomasgard says that's needed because it's hard to find a good fundraiser. And Thomasgard says a focus on fundraising and marketability is the best way for the society to survive long term. But some fear too much money will be going to pay too many administrators. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.